This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI. Let's talk tech with Sean Preece of Double Tap Canada. Of course, you can find that program 8 p.m. Eastern time on Thursday nights on AMI Audio, Double Tap Canada, when that gang gets together. But Sean joins us now for a preview of the show. It's this morning for us, this afternoon for him, because he's in Manchester, England. Hey, good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing well, Sean. How's the heat wave going over there? Is the Sean shed a Shauna this morning?
Oh, very clever, by the way. It is terrible in here. I am dying, and I've turned the fan off just especially for you, Dave, because you're worth it. But yes, I am melting in here.
We are eternally grateful, and we're also thankful that you're wearing a black shirt. So if you are sweating through, it's not a gray shirt that would show all those marks. But I digress, because for some folks, they're eating breakfast. They don't want to hear about our sweaty shirts, Sean. But maybe at the end of this, I'll tell you a story about a nightclub I used to hang out at in Montreal. But let's get down to business here, because Microsoft announced that they're ending support for Windows 10. Now, see, I could stop the sentence right there and people will panic and start sending hate mail over to Microsoft. But don't worry, it's not until October 2025. So the announcement comes rather unusual that it's the first time Microsoft's ever described an end of support for Windows 10. But many people are reading various things into the announcement. So, Sean, let's have you play speculation. What do you think it means?
I think it means that they're ending support for Windows 10.
Whoa!
What else can it mean? Yes, that people like to put spin on things, and there's a reason behind this and some conspiracy. But, I mean, I can kind of understand it in this case, because Microsoft did come out and say, this is the last version of Windows you'll ever get, you'll ever need, you know? When they brought out Windows 10, that was it. They've moved away from the every 2 or 3 years bringing out a new version of Windows, and we will just update this Windows 10. You know, we get two big updates, feature updates a year, and that will be it. And now all of a sudden, no, they've changed their mind, and people are rightfully questioning that. But do you know what I thought at the time? It's strange. It's really difficult. This is technology, right? It moves on. It's really difficult to say, this is it, we're just going to update it, because at some point you're going to say, you know what, we need to do a severe update. We need to totally change what's at the core of our operating system. Now, is that what they're doing here? I don't know. But yeah, it's not a massive red flag for me at all. Windows 10 will die in 2025, and we all know about it. So yeah, it's fine.
It's a reminder in life that we're all moving gradually closer to death every second we breathe, you know?
You are so deep, Mr. Brown.
It's a perpetual existential crisis that I face, Mr. Preece. Listen, let's actually go back in time here. As time continues to move forward, let's go back in time, because it's almost funny to think about the fact that Microsoft released Windows 10 back in July of 2015. It really makes you think about where the last 6 years have gone as, you know, the existential crisis deepens. But let's stick to Windows. How would you evaluate the run? Has Windows 10 been a success?
Oh, definitely. I think so. It's been a beauty. I mean, how often do you get the blue screen of death now? This has took on a bit of a morbid tone.
Yeah, seriously. People are like, what is going on in the world of Dave and Sean right now?
We are. Yes, Windows 10 is a success, I think. Look, from an accessibility point of view, there was some trouble when Windows 8 was released. Definitely, there were screen reader problems and everything. And there's still issues with Windows 10 when it comes to accessibility. The settings, the Windows 10 settings, some screen readers do still have problems with them. But, I mean, as a whole, I think Windows 10 has been by far, as it should be, the best version of Windows we've had so far, from a stability, from the amount of updates we've got for it. Yeah, I love Windows 10. I think it's been a great success.
I've always found it to be a fairly smooth operation inside Windows 10. I find that a lot of things are pretty intuitive to move around. I mean, that's because Windows has probably been an operating software that I've used for, 25 years at this point. But I'm curious, Sean, when you reflect on it and think back, are there any benefits that have really stood out to you in Windows 10?
Ooh, now that's a tricky question.
Yeah, even when Paul and I were discussing this a little bit yesterday, I was like, I can't even really think about a benefit. I just think about how easy it is to maybe use that search bar in the left corner, right? If I'm looking for a particular program, instead of having to click, 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 you punch into that search bar in the left corner, boom, it pops up.
Do you know what, though? It's funny you say, because I've been using Windows for so long now. And when it changed to you had your own, you know, documents folder, download folder, I sort of didn't like that because I used to have my own C drive and have my own folder structure on there.
You had the Sean Priest system.
Yes, exactly right. And messing around with the autoexec.bat and config.sys. Look, the fact of the matter is, I think that the benefit of Windows is that it's just so easy to use now. And I'm saying that where I know people are saying, no, it isn't.
People are screaming at the TV right now. Like, what are you guys talking about? I bet you our TV technical producer, Bruce, is pounding the table in the video control room being like, what are you guys talking about? Anyway, sorry, Bruce. Don't mean to call you out. I think I hear him down the hallway, like smacking on the table.
Go back to Windows XP, go back to Windows 7, go back to Windows Vista, and then tell me that, you know, Windows 10 isn't a breeze and stable to use. I think mainly, actually, it's the security aspect for me. The Windows Defender, Security Defender, and the actual security of Windows has been boosted quite a lot. So, yeah, as I say, I think just in general, Windows stability has been fantastic.
Let's now enter this world of speculation, because that's fun. We love a little hashtag reckless speculation here on the show. Microsoft has been dropping some hints about Windows 11. Do we have any idea of what might be in store for this refresh, this recalibration, this relaunch?
Well, we do now because it's been leaked. I mean, everyone's installing it right now. So, yes. So in the build conference, Satya Nadella did say that, you know, OK, so in the next version of Windows, which apparently he's been running for several months, there's going to be a big unveil, something that's going to change the economy for developers and the users alike. So basically what I think he's alluding to there is the App Store, the Windows Store, which right now in Windows 10, it's absolutely terrible. Everyone stays away from it, rightly so. So I think there's going to be an update to the App Store in which the developers can just simply put their own apps directly in that store. So for example, if you want to download, say the Chrome browser, instead of going to a website, it's almost like websites are becoming old fashioned now. You'd go to the App Store and you can download everything from there, or your Jaws or NVDA. You would have one place to look for apps and you wouldn't have to go searching through Google or searching through websites. So I think that's the big thing they're focusing on. Now, when it comes down to the leak and what people are talking about, it's all about the user interface. So they've totally changed it. They're using a new user interface. I think it's called Sun Valley. That sounds lovely.
That does sound nice.
Basically,
well, except that I'm an albino, so like it means I'd get a sunburn. But, you know, otherwise it does sound nice.
That's right. Yes. Oh, God, you're such a pessimist. You got to bring...
I'm going... Sean, I think I'm going to call my therapist after the show today. Like, clearly, we're having a moment together here.
So, yes, everyone's talking about the visuals. It does look a little bit like the Mac operating system now. The start menu has moved to the center. The taskbar has been refreshed. All the windows have little rounded corners now. So look, I'm all for that, actually. I think you need that for an operating system, otherwise it does feel dated, it does feel staid. But from our point of view, especially, you know, us screen reader users, who cares? It makes absolutely no difference. You're still going to press the Windows key and type and enter, so it doesn't matter. But that's what everyone is focusing on. But for me, this new, let's call it Windows 11, is actually it's been born from an operating system called Windows 10X, which Microsoft were developing for dual screen devices like the laptop or the Surface, is it called the Neo? So they started building this special version of Windows for devices with two displays. But they scrapped that, and this is basically what we're getting now. So it may be Windows 11. It may actually be called Windows 10X. Now, in Windows 10X, there were some interesting internal developments in that the apps that you run are self-contained. Every app is run in a container, meaning that it's totally separate from the operating system, which is great for security, great for stability. Again, if an app goes wrong, it just crashes on itself. It doesn't take the whole system with it. So from a security point of view, there's some real interesting things going on. But at the minute, talking about speculation,
right.
We honestly don't know. Everyone is just concentrating on, ooh, it all looks different. But as to what's different at its core, what's going to be good for us as users and security and stability, we're not too sure. But the thing I take from it is I'm just excited to see a new version of Windows.
Yeah.
I know that makes me a geek and a nerd, but I am. I think Microsoft have proved that they are adding features that people want. Oh, and just to say, sorry. That they took away the live tiles from the start menu. I hate them. I hate them. Windows 8, you had that start screen, which is just full of little cubes. Nobody wanted them. Nobody liked them. But in this new version of Windows, live tiles has gone. Hooray.
Sean, I'm getting the impression from you that newer is always better unless we're talking about Scotch.
Correct. Or the Scottish, in fact. Stephen.
Speaking of Stephen, what else are you guys talking about on the show tonight?
Oh, so much. Well, I've just run over my headphones with my office chair and broke them. That's why I've got these 70 style headphones on. We are talking about headphones and Mr. Aflalo's addiction. He's ridiculous. He's got so many headphones. We're going to be talking about the new Beats earbuds. We're talking about E3, if there's anything interesting coming out of there when it comes to accessibility. And of course, Windows. And I will be taking a deep dive into the immersive reader mode in Microsoft's Edge browser.
Wow. I don't know who you guys are going to fit all that in inside just a 1 hour show, but we'll see if you can do it tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern time. Sean, always fun catching up with you. Have yourself an awesome day.
Fantastic, Dave. Thank you. Cheer up.
You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.